I got an interesting shayla last week. A woman called me up and asked me if she's permitted to. She didn't call me up. She emailed me and asked me if she's permitted to buy red shoes. So I didn't really fully understand the question. Meaning, what are you asking, mitzad? Mitzad what? So she said, mitzad pritzos, and specifically the color red. That the color red is a problem. So I want to explain a little bit the background where the color red might be problematic from, and what we say in the halacha, what we assume in the maisa. You'll find in different communities there are very different, you know, in some communities no woman would ever buy any red garment whatsoever, and in other communities the Rebbetzin will wear red, you know, and, without any problem. So where does this, and all Shomrei Torah mitzvahs and Yirei Shemayim and everything, so where does all this come from? So there is a Sifri in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, in Pesukei Pei Aleph, where the Sifri doesn't mention red, but it's the closest we have in Divrei, well, not the closest, but one of the closer things in Divrei Chazal that we have to it, where he says that a person should not say, Ho'el v'heim yotzim bargaman, afani yetzei bargaman. That since the non-Jews are going out wearing argaman, so I should wear argaman also. They're wearing these flashy colors, so I should wear a flashy color as well. Rashi in Bereshis Perek Mem Tes, Rashi, Nana Diomi here, Rashi says that that a levush, that's the color of yayin, that's dom el yayin, causes masisa behenes hazachar liten enov ba, causes men to look. It draws the attention of men. So there's something apparently specific about clothing that's the color of wine, and we're not talking about white wine, obviously. We're talking about red wine. White, we know a woman's allowed to wear. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Tainis, that the women would go out on Tu B'Av, Dafka, wearing white clothing. So white for sure is okay. And the third source, and perhaps the strongest source in Chazal for the idea, even though Chazal don't mention it explicitly, is the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Alef. The Gemara in the context of the Kavod HaBriyos Sugya mentions, I think it was Rav Ada Bar Ava, was walking once and he saw a woman wearing a garment that he thought was very very immodest, and he tore the garment off of her. And she said, hey, what are you doing? I'm not even Jewish. And he's like, oh, sorry. And he said, what's your name? And she said, I forgot what she said, Zuzi or something like, or Masa. So he said, oh, Masa, I owe you Masayim Zuz or something. I owe you 200 Zuz. I owe you money because I had no right to tear it off of you because it turns out that you're not Jewish. Now, the Aruch over there says, what was so paritz about this garment? Most garments, if someone's wearing a paritz garment and you tear it off of them, then there'll be more paritz, not less. So why does it up? So the Aruch over there says that it was a red garment. It was some sort of shawl that was red, so it wasn't the only thing that was covering her body, but it was the outermost garment that was the most showy and the most flashy, and that's why he took it off, because a basi shawl shouldn't be wearing red. That's what the Aruch says. That's what all the poskim quote from the Aruch. Where this comes up la'alacha, though, is the Ramah quotes from a Ma'arik, not in the beginning of Evin Ezer, where it talks about general issues of tznius, but this comes up in Yared Deo Simin Kufayin Ches, which is the Simin about Chukas Ha'akum. And the Ramah over there quotes, after the Shulchan Aruch says that Ein Holchin B'Chukos Ovdei Kachavim V'lo Medamin Lehem, we don't try to mimic the ways of the Ovdei Kachavim, we don't wear their types of clothing, we don't grow their types of haircuts, you know, where you shave off the sides and grow the top. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That was the specific haircut that was for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We don't build structures the way they would build mosques and temples or whatever. Not mosques, but temples, Buddhist temples and things like that. Says the Rama, Ella Yehe Muvdo Mehem B'Malbusha V'Bashar Ma'asav. We have to be different from them in the way we dress and in the way we act. But it doesn't mean everything, meaning if a guy happens to wear a suit, it doesn't mean that we're not allowed to wear a suit. If a guy happens to eat, Rav Shechter always gives the example, just because the French eat French fries, it doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to eat French fries. They taste delicious, there's nothing wrong with them. They're davar sheyesh bo tam. But not so healthy, but the Rama writes, but we have to be, this is only by davar shenagu bo avdei chavim l'shum, pritzos. Something that's an issue of pritzos that the avdei chavim do, that's what we have to stay away from. Kigon, shenagu lilbosh malbushim adumim. Like they have a minhag, they wear red clothing, so we don't wear red clothing. That's what the Rama says. Now the Rama is not talking about women, he's talking about Jews, all Jews, men, women, everybody, shouldn't wear red clothing. That's what the Rama says. Now, what's the reason? What's the basis for this? The Shach over there in Sivkat and Gimel says, because red in particular is a color that's associated with gaiva, with a lack of tznius, with drawing attention to oneself, As opposed to, he says, black is the color that we most associate with anivus, with humility. And that's why the Gemara says if a person finds that his yetzer hara is being miskaber alav, what should he do? He should yilbash shchorim, he should wear black clothing, yisatev shchorim, wrap himself in a black shawl and go to somewhere where people don't know him, etc. Why black? Why dafka to wear? Because black is anivus, it's achna'a. Red is the opposite. Red is a complete lack of tznius, it's attention grabbing. That's how the Shach explains the issue. Now Rav Moshe points out in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Yardei Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph, he says, well, wait a second, why do you need to say that it's Chukas Akum if it's anyway Pritzos? Meaning, if it's Pritzos, then you don't need a Chukas Akum. Pritzos is also Mishum Pritzos. Forget about the fact that it's Chukas Akum. So Rav Moshe says, you can't say that red is objectively Pritzos. It's a Nidnud Pritzos. It's something that is definitely more parut than not, you know, than less flashy colors, but it's hard to say that red itself would be usher mitam pritzos. But once it's something that the Ovdei Chachamim do, and it has a little bit of a sense of pritzos involved, therefore we're not allowed to do it. But it's something that that's a beged, that's a nidnud pritzos, but isn't real pritzos, and the Ovdei Chachamim don't do it, would not have created the same level iser. That's what Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. Now it's interesting, in a tshuva Rav Menashe Klein has in the Mishnah Halachos Chelik Yud Beis Simen Shin Yud Beis, the Shoel wanted to say that the Marik was only talking about men. The Marik says men that guys shouldn't wear red clothing. But the Shoel wanted to say, and therefore, kal v'chomer, women shouldn't be so attention-grabbing by wearing red clothing. And Rav Menashe Klein says the kal v'chomer is a bad kal v'chomer, because Gemara Nidah Daf Samach Aleph says that hutru bigdei tzevonim li'isha b'pumus shal asparinus, that they specifically were matir bigdei tzevonim li'isha, that they dafka, women have a sense of fashion and a sense of wanting to, you know, look a certain way and to feel like they look good, and even if it's not attention-grabbing, but it's just that women like to look nice. So big day tzivonim, they were matir for nisha. Women don't have to walk around wearing black clothing all day. They can wear nice colorful clothing. So just because it's usher for men doesn't mean that it's usher for women. He says your kal v'chomer is bad kal v'chomer. He says la halacha, I agree with you that it is usher for women to wear red clothing. Rav Menashe Klein says, but I don't think it's based on the kal v'chomer. He says I think it's based on the Gemara brachos that we mentioned before, and the marik that the Rama quotes. The lashon of the marik is mesoris biyadenu lahakbid alavisha saadom livnei amenu, that the Surah is that we're makbid not to wear red libnei amenu, for people in our nation. That sounds like it includes both men and women. On the other hand, the Darkei Tshuva in Yerodea Kuf Ayin Ches Si'if Tes Zayin. Darkei Tshuva is by the Munkacher. He had all of his Talmidim get together and write up all the poskim, everything the poskim have to say on each halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea. Rav Shechtovi says that's why some of them are better and some of them are not as good, because there were different Talmidim in the yeshiva. So the stronger Talmidim wrote really well and the weaker Talmidim didn't write as well. But in Darkei Tshuva, he quotes a Tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Posek Adar, that since Goyim don't specifically wear red nowadays not associated as a goyish color per se, therefore it's no longer Chukas Hakam. That Ramah no longer applies. Now it's interesting, the case Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was dealing with was about a man. It was about a guy who had made some sort of red beged for his son for his wedding, and he wanted to know whether it was mutter. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan said it's mutter, that Ramah doesn't apply. Now presumably if it's not Chukas Hakam for a man, it's not Chukas Hakam for a woman either. Now you still may have a pritzos issue, but the only source that tells us that it's us is really a Chukas Hakam Mishum pritzos kind of thing. So what do we say, lemaisa, bottom line? So there are several shitos I found amongst the poskim. Rav Steinemann, I saw this, I don't know how reliable this is, but it says it on the internet, so it's got to be. In some blog that someone writes about life in Israel, he writes, this fellow writes that in his kids' yeshiva, they were having a siyum, and Rav Steinemann paid a visit to yeshiva to participate in the siyum, and when he got there and saw some of the tables covered in red tablecloths, he asked why they put a red tablecloth there as red as a color of goyim. So not only, so that's quite an extension of this, even if you're going to be machmir, that women can't wear red clothing and that men can't wear red clothing, but that tables can't wear red clothing. So he went a step further, that you can't have red anyway, that red any sort of red bag, it is just a goyish azach. So that's how they quote from Steinman. Again, I didn't see that in print. What I did see in print of Menashe Klein, in his tshuva says, he says it's not even okay for a woman to wear a red bag in the house when no one else can see except for her husband, even if she's not a Nida. Why? He says, well, first of all, if you're worried about Hirhurim, that the husband is going to have Hirhurim, even if she's not a Nida, she shouldn't be walking around that way. Because Maspio Rav, Marivo Sava, the Gemara says, that a person's Yetzer Hara, the more you try to satisfy it, the more he's going to be hungry. So we have a concept that Shalo Yu Talmid Chacham Mitzuyin Eitzel Nosh Seim Ketar Negolim. Talmid Chacham shouldn't constantly be after their wives and, you know, be trying to be with their wife. Should be in moderation. Everything should be in moderation. She's always wearing this fancy clothing around. It's not going to be good for his Yetzer Hara. And he quotes about the Nefesh al-Ravid that Eishes Potiphar used to seduce Yosef by constantly changing her clothing. So Dafka wearing different fancy clothing around the house is not so healthy for the husband. That's what Menashe Klein says. And then he says that, and he says further, and if the reason Mishum Chukas Akum, then it definitely applies in the house. You know, I do things that are Chukas Akum in the house either. And if the reason is like is Gaiva, like the Shach seemed to say, you're not allowed to be Balgaiva in the house either. So Menashe Klein says it's only for people. He doesn't say anything about tables. He says for people, but he says even in the privacy of your own home, no red clothing. Unbelievable. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by Rav Menashe Klein though, saying, no, if a woman wants to wear red clothing in her house when she's not a Nida, so the whole concern is what? That the husband's going to have Yerhurim? Well, she's not a Nida in the house. She could be dressed however she wants. That's perfectly fine. The implication is that he would have a problem with it outside of the house or when she is a Nida. I was talking about this in Shul on Shabbos, and Rabbi Rafi Draiman, who's the principal now in the junior high school in South Shore, he's a Chafetz Chaim Talmud, told me that when he got married or when he got engaged, his wife asked if he could ask Rav Henoch's wife, if he could ask the Rebbetzin, Rav Henoch Leibowitz's wife, what the halach is or what the Masorah is, what she was taught. She's the daughter of Rav Naftali Trapp. So she said that in Europe the minhag was that a woman would wear a red garment but not all red. Meaning a red shirt, yes, a red skirt, yes, but not a red shirt and a red skirt. And not a red dress that's completely red. And that was the minhag, that a woman would wear a red garment, but not something that's completely not completely red. I saw in the Sefer Aluchos Pasuk, the quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that anything that isn't mamish red is automatically not included in this. Anything that's pink or purple or any, you know, color that's slightly close to red but isn't mamish, the bright red, is not going to be a problem of this issue. I spoke to Rav Shechter, he didn't think it's an issue at all. He didn't think that it's about, and Rav Sternbach writes this way in the Tshuva as well, they didn't think it's about red per se. That it's not about red, it's about being flashy, it's about dressing in a way. That's attention grabbing, that's drawing attention, and that applies to men, to women. There's a lot of pretzels without red. Something could be black and it could be pretzels also. If it's small enough or tight enough or whatever, or flashy enough, or, you know, it's a general issue of tzniut. He didn't think that it was something that was specifically about red nowadays. And that's why you find across the spectrum in some communities, no woman would ever buy anything that's red. Sometimes a little bit of red, not so much red. In some places, red isn't what they're looking for. They're worried about tzniut. They're not worried about red at all. So I told the woman I thought she could buy her red sneakers that she wanted to wear. And there's also a whole shaila, is sneakers considered a beged? Are sneakers considered a beged? I think there's a shol meshiv about this. That do you need, the nafkamina is, you're supposed to have big day Shabbos. Do you need to have Shabbos shoes? Are shoes considered a beged, or are shoes just considered shoes? Separate from beged. Different rayas from different places in Shas. Shor Mitzion Balacha, almost every time shoes comes up in Shas, he quotes all the poskim on this issue, whether shoes are considered a beged. So I thought between that and the fact that she's going to be working out in a gym with only women, and anyway, it's not about red, it's about pretzels, and probably it's just considered colorful, it's not considered pretzels nowadays. Anyway, for a woman to have red sneakers, I thought it was a davar pashut in this case that she would be allowed to buy the red sneakers. Okay.